again, podcast world, and welcome into season three of the Adam Jones Podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. I'm Jerry Coleman. He's the former five-time MLB All-Star Adam Jones as we broadcast from the Sunshine State here in Sarasota, Florida. Year 15 for the Orioles in Sarasota. Time has flown. Now, today in episode...
This was a dump when we got here, too, by the way.
they made some vast improvements. Well done. Today in episode 61, as Adam corrected me before we got started, I thought we were on 60, but time does fly, like I said. We're going to be joined by Orioles outfielder Cedric Mullins. We'll also, Adam and I, talk about his week as a guest instructor down here at spring training and his trip around the Grapefruit League. Watch out, Florida drivers. Plus, we deliver another edition of Socially Speaking and communicate with the podcast, as always, at Adam Jones Pod on social media. But as always, we begin with our leadoff guest, our featured guest, sponsored by Jimmy's Famous Seafood. He is Cedric Mullins. And Cedric, I'm going to congratulate you here at the top. You're probably wondering, why am I being congratulated on this podcast? Well, you have officially become the first two-time Oriole member of the Adam Jones Podcast. We had you on just over a year ago at the beginning of spring training, and here you are again. You're not our first Oriole this year. Corbin Burns beat you to it, but it's great to have you back on. And we all remember when you were coming up, Adam Jones was your mentor. At least he claimed that on this podcast, so we'll take him at his word. I want to know who you have taken under your wing now that Cedric Mullins is really in veteran status now.
The sheriff.
Yeah, finally hitting that vet status. I feel like I've taken on the group. You know, we got a bunch of young guys coming up literally all around the same time, all trying to learn the big league level. So you got Kowser, Stowers, Kerstad, a lot of cute K words in there. But, you know, they're doing their thing. So it's a matter of teaching them what I can. I'm still learning as well. You know, it's a game of learning. So it's just giving them what I got.
How is it being the old guy now? And you ain't even 30. We talked about that. You guys are old guy. You, Hayes, y'all old. Y'all ain't even 30.
Yeah, we're old and we're not even 30. So that's a good sign for us, actually, to be considered vets. You know, that means that we've come a long way, you know, as a career. But, you know, to not even have that 3-0 behind our names yet, I think it's a big deal.
And we talked about that. You came a long way. Oof. Long way, boss. Long way. And I want to talk about that. How has this organization just changed in the last 6 years? Because, again, rebuild, you were part of the rebuild. You, Hayes, and then you get the Rushman. And how has it just been different in the last 6 years?
Yeah, just it felt like we were kind of learning on our own. You know, we were kind of put in a position where it was do or die. You know, it felt like every single day we were going out there trying to succeed, having struggles, having things come up that just weren't going our way, but, you know, continue to grind through it. You know, and I think that wave of, you know, me, Hayes, Santander, Mountcastle, you know, even McKenna, you know, doing his thing out there. We all just kind of stuck together as a group, and we're able to make each other better day by day. Like you said, got Adley coming up as well.
So now, bullseye on the back. You won the East. When we win the East, that makes the Yankees spend money. That makes the Yankees mad. That makes Boston mad. You see, I mean, there was an injury with Giolito. Somebody's going to go there, big money. How is it going to feel when, you know, the Orioles in town, people say, oh, the Orioles in town, let's beat them up. Nah, the Orioles in town, we're going to smack y'all. We have a bullseye on y'all back now. How does that make y'all feel though in the clubhouse and the hunger?
Oh, we're very comfortable at where we're at. You know, I know the type of talent that we have, and other teams know it too. You know, we didn't take anyone by surprise by, say, halfway through the season last year. So even with that target on our backs, they still got to come out with their best because we're going to do the same.
Well, the buzz, the media attention, just to piggyback off what Adam was saying, I'm sure you guys appreciate it. But as Adam also indicated, there's no more sneaking up on anyone anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of kind of how we progressed as an organization. You know, everyone kind of got to see the progression, and you know, last year was kind of like the smack in the face. You know, it's our time to basically show what we can do and to have the year that we had. You know, I know the guys are hungry to follow that up with even more shooting for a World Series wing. That's the goal. That's the mission.
Have things accelerated a little quicker than you anticipated?
I think they've paced out kind of the way I expected it to. You know, once that new wave came up, you know, with Adley, Gunner, you know, the Cursed Ass Stars, all those guys. It was just a matter of seeing what they could do at the big league level. And they came out and they showed what they can do for sure. And along with, you know, the first wave of guys, me, Hayes, Tony, continuing to be consistent, continuing to, you know, put our best foot forward out there, leading the pack in that sense. I think we're right where we want to be.
So how's it been with that? Every move made in the last 3-4 years has benefited the organization. I'm in the cage watching these guys, on the field watching these guys. Like, the talent pool is deep, and it's not stopping. Like, the guys are coming through the whole entire pipeline. And how exciting is that? I remember when I got to the organization, we didn't have as many prospects as they have now. And I remember I was like, man, I'm going to make everybody move out of my position. Then you come along. I'm like, oh, man, I heard about him. So how was it these young guys make you maintain that hunger? How has that been? It was like, look at that. Hey, these guys ain't no 4A. They're tired of AAA. How is that keeping you hungry?
Yeah, you know, having my own personal goals is one thing that keeps my drive going. But, you know, to see these guys come up and knowing that they're going to be at this level, that hunger comes from me wanting to be a part of that as well. You know, so I'm going day by day. It is a process. It is one day at a time. But, you know, the end goal, the end thought process of what we want, everyone kind of has that cumulative thought, and it's ready to go.
Well, there's a lot of depth in the outfield. There's a lot of depth in the infield as well. There's depth all over the place, to be honest. What have you seen from the first round pick from last year, Enrique Bradfield Jr., Cedric?
Yeah, I haven't been able to see too much just yet. You know, he's been playing some of the away games, but I've seen him in action a little bit. Obviously, he's got the speed. He's got the defense. You know, spring training is kind of weird with the bat. You know, some guys who are known hitters just might not be getting hits right now. It just kind of is what it is. But, you know, seeing his process as well, you know, taking things slow one day at a time, but getting geared up for a full season.
More to come with Orioles outfielder Cedric Mullins exclusively here on the Adam Jones Podcast. But first, let's take a break and salute our dedicated sponsors.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery.
Come and get your fun.
Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million.
Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS voluntary disclosure program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. By Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction, like leak investigation, framing, trim carpentry, insulation, drywall, painting, wallpaper, flooring, masonry, waterproofing, paving, tree removal, and much more. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Let's dive right back into our exclusive conversation with Orioles outfielder Cedric Mullins, only on the Adam Jones podcast.
Who's a guy that we don't know about yet that you see that could be the next, you know, move himself into a prospect list? You know, obviously they got the top 10, they focus on that. But a guy that's on that outside that is like, hey, he's a little better than you think. Who's a surprise guy?
That's the harder one to pick out. You know, it's there's a bunch of dudes down the pipeline that are doing the thing. But let me see. There is a dude that we just picked up. He was with Cleveland for a little bit. Daniel Johnson, goes by Jet. He's been showing out this spring. You know, I never really got a chance to see him play often. But, you know, I remember first at bat in Double-A, this man robbed me of a home run. And that was like the last time I got to see him. And, but yeah, he's been doing his thing. I think he's kind of under the radar right now, but we'll see what he got up his sleeve.
As far as the locker room goes, I'm asking all the guys during spring training as you walk into the locker room, because your hours are so long during spring training, people don't understand that. Is there someone that sticks out as the loudest person in that clubhouse when you walk in there early in the morning and it's like, I'm still waking up right now, but I can hear that guy when I'm maybe in a dream, unfortunately?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to mess with him a little bit. But Colton Cowser, that man can talk.
Ooh.
But he's full of energy. It's all positive. Nothing negative. That's what you need in the clubhouse as well. You need that guy that can bring that energy every single day. McKenna's also been that way for years. You know, coming to the clubhouse, ready to go, ready to put in the work, brings the energy.
I think we got Tyler Wells before from Burns, didn't we?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. He stays on the pitcher side a little bit, so I don't hear as much. But I'll sit with him at the lunch table on occasion. He's got a lot to say, too.
As a guy that's 1 year away from free agency, I believe, which is an honor, I was asked this question. How do you stay in the big leagues? I was asked this by multiple guys. I asked that question a long time ago. And again, I was asked that as probably an 18-year-old, 19-year-old. So I don't remember the response that.
We'll ask you that later in the show, too, AJ. We'll ask you later in the show.
Okay.
About that. Yeah.
And I got a great answer for that.
Okay. All right.
But what would be your answer to that? How do you stay in the big leagues? You're going to your sixth, seventh year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you stay in the big leagues? Because you've seen both sides of it.
Yeah, in terms of performance, it's a matter of consistency. You know, I think that's the biggest key there in order to, you know, get the results that you want day in and day out. With that comes mental toughness. You can't do anything without it. You know, sticking to your regimen, being disciplined with your workouts, being disciplined with your cage routine, you know, being able to make adjustments. I think that's the biggest part of staying in the big leagues from my experience.
Last one for me is, what did you do in terms of trying to improve your game during the off season? Did you do anything in particular that you thought you needed to work on?
Yeah, the first and foremost, staying healthy. Like, that's the biggest part of putting together a full season, especially when you're going good and you come across a freak injury. It can play its role in terms of how you kind of fall off at that point. But, you know, other things, continuing to use the whole field, kind of got away from that. You know, locking in on some power. You know I have it in me, but it's a matter of continuing to be that guy who's able to spray the field, use his legs to be dominant on the base pass, all that stuff, using my defense to my advantage. You know, it's that's all. I've always had that, but in terms of offense, you know, continuing to use the field.
I wanted to ask something, and really, do you like leading off? Or because I asked that is, obviously, you're a tone setter, you get on, you can run. But your numbers with men in scoring position are pretty damn good. So it's like, would you want to be in a more of an RBI situation sometimes? But at the same time, your lineup is so strong, it turns over. You got the 7-8-9 is not just the, you know, rollovers. So, yeah. But do you like leading out? Because I liked it, but it's like, I'm missing out on stakes.
Yeah, no, I definitely do like leading off. I've been a leadoff hitter forever, so it's something that I'm just so used to being. And like you said, like being good with runners in scoring position, I think that just comes from having that thought process of making things happen. That's what, you know, leadoff hitters do. And not putting pressure on myself. If I was in the 4-hole, 5-hole, whatever the case, with guys in scoring position, yeah, there's a chance that I might try to do a little too much. But when I have those opportunities that come up when I'm leading off, like you said, line up, turn it over, take advantage, you know, and that's a big thing, being at that top spot.
All right, it's my last one. We'll let you go, man. How awesome has it been having Adam Jones in camp?
Oh, I should ask that, man.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, it's been awesome, though. You know, I see the guys and how comfortable they are approaching you, asking you questions. Yeah, they're not afraid to learn. I think that's the biggest part, you know, myself included. I know we're out there, you know, having fun, enjoying our time together, because we didn't really have that, you know, as much when you were still with the team. So it's just, it's been great. You know, I know everyone loves having Adam Jones around. You know, there's guys asking me questions about when we played together. You know, it's just super fun to talk about.
All right, make sure you tell them the truth. Don't sugarcoat it for these younger players. You know. Exactly. Hey, Cedric, we can't thank you enough for being the first two-time Oriole here on the Adam Jones podcast. And we look forward down the road to a third appearance. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, let's move on to our For the Bird segment. It's sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Hey, when you play the Maryland Lottery, set limits and never play when you're stressed and know your odds of winning. To learn more, just visit mdlottery.com/playresponsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Now, Adam, you and I have been in Florida for about a week. You've been here actually longer than me. And more than just the Orioles, as we were just talking about with Cedric, but some of your activities have taken you to other spring training facilities. So fill us in, including me.
So, yeah, so I came out here on behalf of BAT, Baseball Assistance Team. I'm my 13th or 14th year on the board. I should know that exactly. I think 13th year. And, you know, we're a charity that's raising money for former players and the former baseball business. So people in the baseball business. So I came out here. Got shut down on the freeway on a 275 going north. So I had to go all the way around Tampa. Somebody, I guess, just decided to drive the other way. What's going on in Florida? But no, and then I did my obligations working a week with BAT, hit up a lot of clubhouses, and it was great. We raised a record of just shy of $4.4 million. It's amazing. So great job for all the guys at BAT. I've loved what I've done so far working with that organization. My wife tells me, stop volunteering, get paid. I'm like, it's a charity. She's like, so, but it's awesome. But then the last, obviously since Saturday, I've been in Olds Camp, and man, it's been phenomenal. It's been great to see the other side of it, to see these guys, the way they play the game, the mindset of these guys, how hard these guys work. It is just, I'm in awe of the talent that they have. So what Elias has done is worked out. He's got a lot of talent out there, and every day organizationally, the coaches are putting in work, And it is great. And you know, I just told you, I'm there as just a resource. If you need me, hey, I'm here. I'm around. I got my fungo. I was in the outfield today, hitting my fungo every day. Just out there hitting my fungo, just bang. You know what I mean? Trying to just get the ball through, just working my fungos. I got, you see me. I got my old, just the normal little coaches gear. But it's been just a blessing, though, because honestly, it's like I told you, I got no ego in this. I got no skin in the game here. I just want them to win. I want them to succeed. It's great when Baltimore's winning and cool and stuff like that. That's where my legacy is. So it's cool and all that stuff. So what they've got is great. And it's just good to be around it. And, you know, sitting on the backfields, these young coaches are asking me questions. I'm like, hey, look, I'm here to be a book. And the best question that I was asked this by three people, is how do you stay in the big leagues?
Ooh. What did you tell them?
And that's a hell of a question. How do you stay in the big leagues? Everybody wants to, I want to get a big, but how do you stay in the big leagues? Ooh. The answer to that is if you have to understand and you have to humble yourself. You were a starter. You were good, good, good the whole entire process of your life. That's how it works. That's why you're in this position. And not just there by chance. At some point, you're going to have to understand that, okay, you might not be a major league starter, but you're a major league player. But there's only so many spots. That's why there's 14 people on the bench. Or no, 16 people. No, now 17 people with the 26-man roster. Only 9 can play. Be a Swiss Army knife for this organization. Doesn't matter. Be a Swiss for it. Like, learn how to play. It's spring training, too. Go on the backfields and I look at it. I can see that I ain't going to play this position. So, you know, hey, can I go get extra work at this position? Can
versatility.
Can't play 6 positions if need be. You want to be somebody. And I said this is exactly what I said, is be something that the coach doesn't know he needs right now. He don't know he needed, but he might be like, do we got anybody that can do that? No. I might need that. So it's be a Swiss Army knife. Do something that the coach doesn't know he needs yet. Go out there in spring training, these young dudes out there swinging it. They hack it. They letting it eat. Stealing bases, diving. Hey, dude, you get one at-bat. You got the starter, has his 3 at-bats. It gets out the game in the 5th, 6th. You got one at-bat. You might get 2, but you got 1. Bang. Don't sit up there and just take no pitch. Man, what? Dude, I'm going to work this count. What? Man, let it eat. It's spring training. You're out there to put notice on people. The manager is watching. Coaches are watching. And now it's cool because I'm staying there the whole game, which has been weird because I don't stay the whole game. It's been – yeah, I ain't never stayed the whole game for a long time.
You're on the golf course usually by the 5th.
I'm out. But, you know, just seeing how engaged everybody is and the coaching staff is watching. Obviously, the eyes are always on them. So it's great to be a part of that and just watch it from afar. Again, I'm just open book to them. If they need me, what's up? And, you know, a lot of people have gravitated towards me, start talking to me, and it's really cool because, again, I got no skin in the game. I just want to help where I can. And, again, there's certain things that I don't know yet. I'm trying to learn the new terminologies. I'm trying to learn the new systems. Like, all this is – it's not necessarily all foreign, but a lot of it's foreign, okay?
I mean, you've only been out of the game a few years here.
Right, but I've been out of America for 5, so I'm just like – it's a lot more information. And when I left Baltimore, it was completely different. You know, it just so much just different in a good way. You know, so they've invested in the technology. They've invested in the information and they've invested in the coaching and talent. That's why the asses is good.
Well, you mentioned these players and you don't have to mention any names whatsoever. But for me, a prime example of what you were talking about was Jorge Mateo, who worked his tail off in the outfield this year during the offseason, knowing that's where he may be playing during the regular season. I got to ask you how it felt to put the uniform on back again. I believe you even had to pass a physical beforehand. How did that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of it. You know what I mean? The doctor, I said, are you 40? I'm no, no, 38. Ah, no, not yet. Not yet, shooter. But no, it's been good. And he's one of the players, too, that is obviously a Swiss Army knife. And it's just is what it is when it comes to it. You have Gunnar Henderson, the rookie of the year. He's probably going to play shortstop, third base. I don't know. I don't know the starting lineup. I'm not in that room. I don't know the starting lineup. But the chances are playing shortstop is going to be Gunnar Henderson. That's just – I think everybody knows that. But I told him, I said, dude, you are arguably like one of the most exciting players in baseball. You are extremely fast. You go first or third on anybody you run. You got a cannon. I was like, dude, you got to, if you want to make the team, the things you got to do, the Beaver, play out here, go over here, do whatever you can. Because all you, because most, what everybody wants to do as a major leaguer is hit. Okay. Not everybody, defensive replacement. I get it. You're in the major leagues. I get it. Nobody really wants to do that. That's just the God honest truth. Everybody wants to start. I want to hit. I want to get 500 at bats. That's how you do. That's the mentality you should have. The reality of it is not everybody's going to do that. Find your at bat somewhere. Where can you find your at bats? Be a Swiss Army knife and find at bats, because now with, you know, matchups, there's going to be moves made in the game. You know what I mean? And you want to be one of those guys that's making the moves. Again, I was saying this to a coach, and I'm like, you know, just at bats, there used to be a lot more guys getting 500 at bats. You know, now it's a lot of guys getting 400 and a lot of guys getting that 2 to 250. You know what I mean? Because of the changes, the versatility, the moves made, the days off, a lot, you know, moves made during the game, some, you know, it just the moves. So I'm like, you want to be part of those moves. And if you do that, that means, again, when you look at 250 at bats over a long season, you're like, dang, that's not that much, because it's, you know, 600 at bats the full season normally. But you're getting at bat every day almost. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just getting, you know, you're playing a week, you ain't playing for 3 weeks. It's, no, you're getting an at bat or two or three, probably get 10 a week. So you're still staying fresh. And I was like, dude, ultimately you want to hit and get in the lineup. Play wherever they ask, though.
That's a great, great answer. And hopefully they absorb that part of your advice. Now, as far as your responsibilities go, you mentioned, you know, hitting some fungos here. I saw you throwing the ball out to the first baseman as he comes to the dugout. Have they asked you to do anything else in particular? Speak to the guys as a group, maybe run some wind sprints and see if you can still keep up with them. Anything out of the ordinary you can share?
Hey, I ain't running no wind sprints with them. I can tell you that right now. But no, you know, in the backfields of, you know, just be around. That's what they asked. And, you know, I went into the office first day and it's like, hey, how can I support you? How can I support you? But yeah, I'm here for you guys. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. So it's not the Adam Jones team. This is the Baltimore Orioles. How can I support you, hidden coach? How can I support you, Sanders, first base coach, outfield coach? How can I support you, Hyder, anyway, you know, morale or whatever, you whatever. And no, it's been cool. And, you know, again, my message is simple. Hey, you want to play hard, play long in the big leagues, you're going to have to grind it out. Grind it out.
Were road trips optional for you? Because you did make the trip to Bradenton this past week to see on the Pirates.
It was optional, but, I mean, me, it's close. I knew Bradenton. That was the only trip Buck made me go on. It was like, come on, man, you got to go one. And I was like, that's fine. That's 12 miles door to door. That's fine. Clearwater. We had Clearwater this week. First off, it's far. Yeah. It's hot. And then coming back. I always think of the coming back part. Like, I didn't mind going to Fort Myers. Every once in a while, I'd go down to the Twins or something like that. Every once in a while. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't mind that coming back. That was fine. Sometimes we stop off, go hog hunting for an hour or two, and then, you know, get back on the road, let the traffic go, die down a little bit. But it was –
I think what you're
because I'm gonna say the whole game though.
Yeah, like, I think as what a player, trying to say is half of the U.S. population seems to be in Sarasota right now,
or in this Florida. Whole West, this whole West side. Oh my Lord, it is so much traffic here. But again, I say that with respect because it's older people here. And hey, with respect, you deserve to live this life. Take your time.
And we're not talking
take
about
your time. I don't want accidents. Take your time. I ain't trying to hit you. Take your time. Okay, I respect it. I might scream in the car. Don't let it bother you, okay?
People carry in this state. So.
I'm screaming in the car. I got AC. In the car. So I'm not going to roll my window down. I ain't crazy. No. But
hey, I did want to ask you about the big bosses were in town, John Angelos and the new guy, David Rubenstein or Rubenstein, depending on your perspective. Did you get a chance to meet with any of those guys? You see them on during their visit. Did they? I don't know if they made it into the clubhouse or where you were.
They were around, and they were around, and it was great. It was great to see everybody, you know, to see just everybody. I think the whole organization has gotten a boost. I think of morale. I think just anytime you bring in a new ownership and groups, and just, you know, have them around, you know, you just, there's an aura, and this is a guy and organized group who are trying to do something very, very special in Baltimore, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. But I ain't gonna dig in too deep with that because, you know, hey.
I just think that that game against the Yankees, in which he showed up with John Angelos, is going to be a day that Oriole fans will remember for years, maybe decades.
Of course.
Because he worked the fan base, Mr. Rubenstein. He went out into the crowd, shook hands, posed for pictures and all that. And I think that will make an impression, and we'll look back on that 20 years.
I think it's great because, again, you have a ton of supporters that have been Orioles fans for years and decades and have seen the previous owners. They've seen the Angelos ownership, and now you have a new ownership coming in. And, you know, a lot of people here in Sarasota are older fans. They have seen those changes. They've seen those regimes. So they appreciate that, going around shaking hands. Because, again, they are generally the same age as Mr. Rubenstein. So, you know, it was great. Again, the aura around it, and again, it's the Yankees, so you got to show up against the Yankees. Don't show up against the Twins. Don't show up against, you know what I mean? Don't show up against, you know, the Rays. Don't show up with the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Show up against the Yankees. You know, I know they ain't going to bring nobody. We know they ain't going to bring nobody down. That's how
Well, you guys may have had 70 people inside your dugout at one point, which is why I think Eddie Murray was doing the smart thing by sitting near the bullpen. I noticed that.
It is so many people. And it's crazy, though, because – as the player, I walk in, you know, I navigate myself through the club, through the dugout. Everybody's out of my way. There's no, you know what I mean? But as whatever I am, an instructor, I don't know what the hell I am.
Guest instructor, we'll go with
that. Yeah, it's like walking around. I'm like, where's the spot? There's too many people here. So I was like, I don't know where to sit. But so it's really, really nice, though, after the fifth inning when all the guys leave. It's really nice. I'm like, okay, this is a normal dugout. How it is, you know, in and out the innings and talking. And I get to talk to some of the guys, like talk to a lot of the coaches that stay because the young guys are in the game now. Now I get to talk to the coaches who were talking to, you know, some of the guys that they're going to have in AA or AAA. So I've had some awesome conversations just being in that dugout, man. And it's awesome. These guys ask questions. That's what I respect the most. These guys and these kids, they're asking questions. Most dudes don't ask questions. You know what I mean?
About Eddie Murray? Did he ask you any questions?
No.
did you pick his brain instead? I mean, because you're down
always.
There simultaneously. Always. That's the last thing I wanted to touch on, the fact that you guys are down there together.
Yeah, always. And the thing is that, you know, they ask me questions. I'm asking Eddie. So I'm like, Eddie's right here. But it's just, again, it's the generational gap is big. It's big. You know, I watched Eddie Murray play a little bit towards the tail end of his career. These kids, most of them weren't even alive when he played his last game. Yeah. So I'm trying to bridge that gap to them because I'm like, look at this right here. This is the ultimate resource, 500, 3,000, 1,800. This is the ultimate resource right here next to me. Because what you're asking me, I'm going to be like, yeah, you go ahead. Hey, man, what's you doing? Oh, man, look it, man. Just get ready and get this. Why don't you just ask this man right here? You know what I mean? You got to use these resources. And I'm more relatable. I'm younger. I'm just fresh out the game. They've seen me around. So, it more relatable to him. I get that. But I'm like, hey, you guys, you see this man right here? Talk to him. He wants to talk to you. Talk to him.
All right, so let's head to Socially Speaking. And this week we asked, actually you asked on X, which is the most difficult sport to play? You as a former MLB All-Star obviously have a lot to say about baseball. IV at Willington on the X chimed in with, people confuse demanding with hard. Football is very physically demanding, but no regular action in any sport is as hard as hitting a baseball, and every hitter is expected to do it. So the notion of skill positions, I should say, doesn't really exist. Your reply.
Look, man, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people about this. Hitting a baseball consistently, I think, is one of the single individually hardest things to do. Jack Nicklaus, was it Jack Nicklaus and Mickey Mantle? We talked about that earlier. He said that, you know, hitting a putt in front of, you know, thousands of people, that million people at home, 10-foot putt to win the U.S. Open. That's an extremely, extremely hard thing to do. And as I golf a lot, I see firsthand. Chip, you can see me. Oof. Chip, you know. Oof. Playing quarterback individually, I think that's one of the hardest positions. Like I said, hockey goalie. Hockey is an incredibly hard sport. Dude, I would put baseball at highest. Hitting the baseball hard, man. Hitting the baseball is hard. And you've seen throughout the years, every baseball player goes to other sports and looks normal, especially the major sports, and, you know, excluding hockey. But baseball players are – they can throw a football, except the Dominicans. They don't throw the football well. No papi. They can shoot a basketball and look and not look like, you know, they've never done it before. Along came Polly, make it rain. That's what the other – you know, we don't look like that. And we can play golf. We can play tennis. We play racket sports better than the other ones. And you've seen all the first pitches from other athletes.
Oof.
Only quarterbacks have been good. That's it. You know what I mean? And you – exactly. That's it. So, but we can play golf. We just – I think baseball players are just a little more fluid. But, again, football is hard, demanding. Every sport is hard, especially to be to the top. It's extremely, extremely hard. To me, obviously, play baseball, I think it's the hardest, but I cannot exclude hockey, golf. I mean, tennis and golf. Like, I've seen all these documentaries, and like, these dudes are like, I see why they have nervous breakdowns. It's just you.
Yep.
And you're not going to win.
Yep.
And
you're on your own.
You're going to win a lot, but you're going to lose a lot of semifinals. Like, that's more. I didn't win 5 matches. Now, then you got number one seed. Sorry.
We had one other post that I wanted to mention from Cedric at @Uncle_Bubba1. And he talked about that pitcher might be right on par with being a quarterback in terms of difficulty. But he also mentioned being a goaltender in ice hockey.
Again, I think that is incredibly hard. Being a goalie in soccer, it's boring in soccer. but again, that's why hockey is up there, because you got to skate and you got to hit the puck. It's incredible. It's incredible. I don't know what's the hardest. I know that only pros are good at sports. That's it. You can say somebody, anybody that say, oh, I'm good at golf, I'm a this, play a professional, play 4 days in a row with people watching. That's why you ain't that damn good. Like, there's a lot of players that play it and they're at the golf club, the winning the championships at the country clubs, in front of nobody, in front of their friends that they played for and with a long time, but playing 4 days in a row. You see my man? 4. In front of people. You're shooting a plus slot. It's hard. That's the thing. When it comes to doing an activity, doing a sport, okay, there's a lot of people that can play golf. There's a lot of people that still play hockey. There's a lot of people that still play football, soccer, recreationally. There's a lot of those adult league groups, and I think those are fantastic. I think those are great. It keeps us in shape. To play at a professional level is a completely different anomaly in all of the sports, okay? You miss a shot, you ever been just booed? Nobody just booed you? Most people have never been booed. Just like, hey, boo. No, most people have never had that experience unless they're, you know, wearing a opponent's jersey in the you know, as a fan. They've never been on the court and somebody's like, you're trash, dog. They never had that. And once they get that, they'll realize it's so hard. Plenty of friends that play PGA, yeah, they're you know, the pros at the country club for a reason.
Yeah. It's hard. Unless you're on the LIV tour, then it's only 3 rounds. Still
LIV
hard.
No, but see, what I love about LIV is that they play golf how 90%, say 90% of Americans play
music
golf.
In the background. Yeah. And shorts.
I got my speaker right here. It stays charged. Okay. This thing stays charged. When I'm golfing with Chip, there's music going, man. That's LIV. And that's how all those guys golf when they go on their, you know, family trips, or they go to their, you know, the vacation homes during their, they get like a 6-week break, something like that. And they playing golf, but they're having fun. But LIV is like, look it, y'all do this anyway. Now I get paid a boatload to do it. And I might get invited to a LIV event.
Well, I'll just say, don't bring that to the tennis court. That speaker, that doesn't play well with me.
See, that's lame, man. If there ain't no music, I play paddle with a guy in Spain. And he always is playing some Springsteen. And I'm like, man, get that music going. You ain't no damn pro. You ain't no damn pro.
I think the pros,
confidence. Stick. You got, hey, shut up. Get shut up.
All right, we are done here in Florida. We got some sunshine to catch. We want to thank our sponsors. It was great to see two of our own, Dennis Weinman and Rich Patotsky, the other night.
Yes,
great guys. Support them and all our advertisers right here on the Adam Jones Podcast.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery.
Come and get your fun.
Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million.
Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. By Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction, like leak investigation, framing, trim carpentry, insulation, drywall, painting, wallpaper, flooring, masonry, waterproofing, paving, tree removal, and much more. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. At Jack Daniel's, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniel's. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park sports book, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Also, thanks to senior executive producer Chip Franklin, who was not 100% this week. But even when he's not 100%, he gives us a solid 70% effort. Go out and subscribe to the Baltimore Banner. Until next week, be kind, be real, and be back for another edition of the Adam Jones Podcast.
Oh, my Lord.